Good morning and welcome to day 14 of 36 channels in 36 days. This is Mercedes Warrick, and it was interesting this morning. I forgot to set the alarms. And in general, I'm not a person who wakes up to the alarm in the morning. So I slept through a major portion of my 5 a.m. preamble time with Spirit. But it was interesting because what immediately came up into my psyche was a topic that I'm going to talk about, which is money. And as I got quiet, maybe not as deep as I usually go, but as I got quiet, I could feel all of the different money situations coming up in my purview, and somewhat how I'm handling them. Some have changed, I have to admit, over these 14 days. others are probably still there, and we can talk about money. We can go through the energetic system and go through all the chakras and talk about how we're handling money and, you know, and look at both sides of the coin, you know, and how do we come into harmony and balance through our entire energetic system about money. And that may be part of the discussion today. I'm not certain what's coming. But the other thing I wanted to say was it was really interesting that I had money on the mind yesterday. partially because I've received the job offer, but the work hasn't started because it's contractual. We're waiting on a contract to be signed. And quite honestly, I accepted some terms, money terms and conditions that I might not have accepted in the past that really represents some risk, if you want to use that word, around getting paid. However, this job did come through Spirit, so what is to be will be, and I have every confidence that I will be paid. But it was just the way I set or accepted some terms and conditions that I might not have accepted in the past, because I'm, and I, and the way this is coming out, I never thought about it. I mean, I just accepted that the job came through Spirit, so it was a blink. This wasn't a long, as a matter of fact, the time I'm spending here now is longer than I spent even thinking about it. But I was willing to accept some risk, and I was willing to accept it through Spirit because I knew the situation had evolved through Spirit. There was just too many things that came up that we know that this is a spiritual connection and all will be well. So I guess the first thing is, how much risk are you willing to take? And are you holding yourself up or hesitating on something financially or any other way aspect? Are you hesitating to move forward on something because you're mitigating the risk and you're trying to figure out what to do, what not to do, how much risk to take, how much risk you can really tolerate, you know, within your system, within your physical system? You know, quite frankly, bills have to be paid. Are you willing to work for, you know, a certain period of time, knowing that the money will come, you know? And there's safeguards in the contract and all this other stuff. We don't have to get into third dimensional, you know, speak, but, you know, how much risk are you willing to take? That was the first thing. Second thing was, a money thing that came up yesterday, was I was a little bit under spiritual direction. Like, I felt to do something in my heart for a friend of mine, and I didn't, which I am going to talk to her about today. But I didn't, and there was a whole lot of reasoning why I didn't, but to be honest about it, the main reason why I didn't was because I was concerned about the way that she would take it. You know, what was the graceful way of presenting a gift to somebody who I love very deeply, but I couldn't figure out a graceful way of doing it. And this morning, it was so interesting because I could have probably just said, it's on my heart, or I feel led to, some language around that, and then presented this gift to my friend. And with the mindset that it truly was a gift, it was something I wanted to do. What ended up happening was almost the exact amount of money came to her very serendipitously yesterday. And I thank Spirit for allowing a vessel to come to her. So it was a lesson in sort of this was meant to be for her. Does that make sense? This was meant to be for her, and my human hesitation, Spirit still acted, and she still was able to receive the gift through God. It's a gift from God. Total stranger walked up to her and handed her a certain amount of money. So it was nice to hear that. It brought a smile to my face. And very rare that I don't completely act through my heart. But again, I was safeguarding the heart of my friend, see? And I recently, I guess I didn't learn the lesson. So I'm going to have another opportunity because I recently, there's some distance between me right now and a very good friend because I acted through the heart and then through Spirit. And she didn't take it quite the right way. It was, and so that was part of my hesitation. And what I learned in that lesson is you act through Spirit and the heart follows. You know, you act through Spirit and what is graceful and loving comes. So I'm offering you that as something to think about. Are you hesitating doing something financially because maybe somebody might take it the wrong way? Or anything. It doesn't have to be financial, you know, but somebody may take it the wrong way. And so are you acting through Spirit first and then through the heart? Because Spirit will always guide a way. Spirit is the heart, you know. But sometimes we see somebody, it's not happening in my friend's case, but sometimes we see somebody in a rough, in this case, it was an emotional situation. And you just felt to help them. You just wanted to do something. And you take that step to help. But maybe the timing isn't right. And this is what I believe happened in this case. The timing wasn't right. So, we've talked about right ordering and divine right ordering. You know, and so it's kind of one of those things where you sit and you see, you sit in Spirit, and then the right order comes, right? So that was an example with money and then through this other situation. And then the third situation is, maybe this will meld into a fourth one, but I had a channel that I did not post called I Am Valuable. And it was about asking for your worth. Okay? Asking for the true value of your work. And I am valuable. And maybe that will be the first one I post after 36 days in the I Am Mind series. But am I, you know, I am valuable. And am I asking for the true value of my work? Okay. And then the fourth thing that I will bring up this morning is the contribution, the infinite circulation gift or contribution for this series. $36, so it's basically a dollar a day. And I was handed a contribution yesterday, and from somebody I really admire, and it made, and she said, I want you to understand that I support what you're doing, and she handed me the contribution, which meant the world to me. It really did. And at one point, I'm kind of saving the contributions because I want to have the finances to make this series available for money. seeing that we're talking about it, but making this series available for money as a product. I believe that's where we're going. We'll see. And there are some things, mechanisms that have to be put in place. And so when I started this, Spirit said, keep it simple, because being in channel and trying to figure out all the different mechanisms and doing marketing and all these sort of third dimensional things, when I'm in a channel like this every day, it can be a little disconcerting and intense. It puts different pressure on than just being able to present myself as the vessel for the channel. So I'm kind of saving the contributions so that I can hopefully hire somebody to put the system in place, or, you know, those kinds of things, or just, you know, have the money to put the system in place. I don't know what the system's going to be yet. So there's two things there. The first is that, wow, it was like, I was grateful to know. I got a comment on Facebook the other day about the series, and I was just grateful to know, because the way this is set up, I don't know who's visiting the website. There's no registration. There's nothing. I'm blind. I don't see who is visiting, who's listening, other than hearing the comments or somebody sends a contribution. Okay? So it is a faith walk in some ways, because this is my work, and I put that in quotation marks. I haven't put a business plan in place to really make money through doing this work in this way. So Spirit had said, had given me a personal message, and I've stepped out on faith. So the one thing that came up in this conversation with one of my teachers, really, is this idea of infinite circulation. And again, just sort of standing on the message from Spirit that's been placed in my heart. And then understanding that all will be well, all is well, all circulation is in flow. And what is meant to be here is here now, and what is meant to be here at some point at a later date in the future will be here now, is here now, because this is laying a foundation for something, okay? And it could be just as simple as me holding my heart in channel, which is something that brings me great joy, but I've been terrified of. And there is a lot of different reasons. We laughed last night about, you know, I've just come into acceptance as an example that people are afraid of me. and it's like, so what else is new? And we just keep moving. And there's a whole, maybe there'll be a channel on that, but it, you know, there's a whole, I could go into a whole other preamble about, you know, the language and then my way, because I'm in and out of the language, or, you know, in this series, I've been sort of forward and back, and people don't know if they're talking to the channel, talking to me, and when they're talking to the channel, who is the channel, and all these other things. So money, or getting money to present myself as a channel, really has been the least of the fears, if we're really frank about it, has really been the least of the fears. The biggest fear is, how do I live my life, and how do I move forward with companionship and friendships, and you know, making mistakes like the one I said or talked about earlier, and just being the vessel. And I've been the vessel for a long time. I've got a painting I mentioned yesterday over my bed where I looked at it and said, oh, that was me. So I don't know where we're going. I did some work yesterday around money, and I'm finding that the time that I spend is very quiet and very concentrated, and I know that as you're walking through your daily walk with your jobs and your families and the things that come forward, the other comment has been, I'm listening, but how do I set a time to listen every day? And so, you know, people are dropping in and, you know, when they can, basically, which was part of the reason why this was set up the way it was set up. So, and then the final thing is, I want you to think about this contribution. If you're thinking about making one, or if you've made one, like you're sitting in church for this day, and this time that we spend together in the Paschal and the basket, and you put whatever you want, whatever you feel on your heart for the basket for the day, and you get to listen to the sermon and whatever, you know. So that might be a visual that makes sense to you. I was asked by another person yesterday, so what am I getting for this $36? Mm-hmm. And so that's it. You know, you get the opportunity as I'm recording to sort of go along the journey with me. And then at the end of the 36 days, I probably will leave it up a few days because I am getting that comment that, you know, I missed a day or something like that. So I'll probably leave it up a few days past, I think it's March 5th, a few days past March 5th, so you can kind of catch up, you know, and see. And then it's going to come down. It's going to come down, and I'll see what Spirit directs from there. So what you're getting for your contribution at this time is the opportunity to plant a seed, into my financial well-being and health. It also allows you to be in spiritual circulation so that if you're finding any value in these channels or the teachings through Spirit, that you're in a circulation, that you know that you've seeded into Spirit, into the universal consciousness, so that everything keeps flowing. And then I think the final thing is, We're all gifted. And whether you're standing in faith or standing in spirit to deliver a channel, or you're volunteering somewhere, let's see what else is coming. You may have crafting that you do, or that you do in some way. We're all gifted in a way. And so, when we've received a gift through Spirit, and some would even say, you know, the example in my life right now would be the paintings and the State of Our Womb series. You can go on my MercedesWorkArt.com, and there's a tab for the State of Our Womb series. Very personal journey through art. And it's not out in the world right now. So sometimes our gifts are for our healing. I have another example, my Qigong. I spent a lot of money becoming a certified Qigong instructor, but I was healing. So I didn't necessarily go out and open a school or have a practice time. This was something that I was doing so that I could heal. And so that I could heal and I could be. So sometimes that's what our gifts are for, and it's not driven financially. It's not like you should be, in my case, exhibiting art and selling art, and I have sold a few pieces and will continue to sell art as the opportunity arrives, but I'm not taking them to galleries and trying to get it here or there right now. My art healed me. My artist manifesto basically says, my art healed me. So our gifts flow through for different times, in different ways, for different reasons. And if you're feeling pressured in any way by anybody to sell your gift, to peddle your gift, to merchandise your gift, to put it into some sort of product assortment, then just know that when it's time for you to release your gift for monetary reasons, then you will know and you will be directed, just like everything else, just like putting it in the percolator, putting it into the void, into the conscious creator, and resting with it, and then the right order will come. And when it's time and it's in right order, then the steps will, you'll see the steps, just like in any other thing that we talked about. Money is the same way, or releasing your gift is the same way. It will be in right order. And I've struggled with how to be in channel and have a very fluid financially and fluid relationships and fluid lifestyle through just being the channel, just being a channel. Even, you know, maybe the brave thing would have been to do, I don't know if that brave is sort of a judgment, but maybe the thing to do would have been not to accept the job even, you know, because I'm in 36 channels in 36 days. And I did tell my new employer that this was a priority. And so, you know, I needed to continue this. And so that was my stand spiritually, because I know this is the time that I am to stand as a channel, fully like a peacock, you know, with the fans, the tail, but fully and beautifully and peacefully. And it gives me elation when I am in channel and I know that the guidance is coming through. And then in this case, it's being recorded, because I sit in guidance every day. But in this case, it's being recorded so that you may come with me on this journey that Spirit outlines. So a very long preamble for somebody who didn't have her preamble time this morning. But this is what came, you know, when I finally did wake up at, I think it was 10 after 6 this morning. So when I did wake up and I closed my eyes for a few minutes, these were the thoughts that came. I'm not certain what Spirit's going to say, but I wanted to give you sort of the third dimensional 3D human perspective on this thing that we are calling money. And there are so many more things. This is just in the last, well, the job came open Friday, and today is Thursday, so it hasn't even been a full 6 days. It hasn't been a full week. It's only been about 6 days, and then yesterday, the other two things I mentioned came up. So, I mean, it's just been very quick. But we have bills to pay, and fluency and affluence. Fluency and affluence. Having money flow and having money benefit. Gloriously benefit our lives. And then having money not be the factor to allowing you to move forward or not move forward. Okay? So, it's interesting. The guidance is not pushing at my tongue. I guess I was supposed to say these things this morning. Sometimes they want to jump in as I'm going through this long thing. So, I'm going to be quiet now. Please visit the contribution button if you feel so in your heart and directed through your spirit. It would be greatly appreciated. And know that God is in all things, even our money. How we handle it, how we accept it, how we use it as a tool, how we our attitudes about it in the energy fields, and I'll put into guidance, because when I do the chakra money meditation, it is really quite powerful, and I haven't done it in a while, so probably not this morning, because this has been long, but maybe over the next few days we'll do the chakra money meditation. So, I love you. Thank you for being here. Namaste. No, no, ni eke na ioko, ieke na na ni ioko. That was long. No, no, yoshiko na ieshke na na ni ioko, oko na iena. It was interesting because Nyoko to rest her brain last night, actually pretty late last night, Ononi Eshke, Mercedes was watching a movie, and it, Ananiyoko, and it was, you know, she likes romances and comedies. This one was a romance drama. Anono Yeshke Nananiyoko, and there were some issues around sex. And Yoko, and not to go into the plot or anything, Anono Yeshke Nananiyoko, but she went to bed last night with Nananiyoko on her mind that sex, Anono Yeshke, the issues around sex and a partnership or coupling, Ieshke na Naniyoko, can be a very disconcerting. Ioko na Ieke na, and whether or not Ioko na Ieke na, she was ready to be in trust or in the knowing of the presence of someone else. Ioko na Ieke na. And then during the day, she outlined the thoughts that had been the focus of her day in a lot of different ways, sort of in a meandering kind of way, just Ananiyoko allowing the things to unfold. Onoriyeshkena. But what she did not say, Iyekena Ananiyoko, is that she sat in the quietude and focused on money. Ononoriyeshkena Iyekena Ananiyoko. In the form of circulation, just watching the money flow in and flow out and flow in and flow out, flow into the void, just as we were, we've been talking about love. Ononi Eshke, she put the word money. Ononi Yake Yokona. So this whole idea of the sensations of your life, or your pleasurable sensations of your life, the orgasmic experience of sexuality, and the orgasmic experience of buying something that you truly, dearly desire, Ieke Nananiyoko, Nananiyoko, and the orgasmic Nonieshke coming into obtaining, creating, Ananiyoko, something beautiful for yourself, Ieko Naniyeke. The orgasmic experience of stepping into your new home. The orgasmic experience of stepping or purchasing a new car. The orgasmic experience of truly savoring the food that you're eating. The orgasmic experience of watching a child play. The orgasmic experience of seeing a blue sky and appreciating it, the orgasmic experience of being stimulated by conversation with somebody that you admired, maybe even think is a little sexy, the orgasmic experience, Nananiyoko Okona, of a job well done, the orgasmic experience of Ononoyeshke, completion of a task, the orgasmic experience of life and living. Ronona Ieshke na, Ioko na Ieke na, Ioko na. You've heard Mercedes, and may, perhaps not, Nono Ieshke, when it came through channel, that Onono Ieshke, life is orgasmic, that women should be in this place of self-pleasuring, nonhorieshke, nonieke, that you should touch yourself in pleasurable ways. Ananiyoshko naniyoko, people went to the place of masturbation, and it was really quite interesting to see and hear people's reactions as she was talking about this. The state of our womb, nonoyeshke, is about bringing yourself to self-pleasuring, to orgasm, to self-pleasuring yourself in any situation of your life that brings you into an orgasmic ononieshke experience. Ononieke. So we're thinking this is language that people can understand. Ononieshke na. And there was very little pushback of ononieshke, but you know, people are looking at her like she's having this, you know, non-spiritual experience, when having orgasms and bringing creation and babies and sexuality into life is one of the most spiritual experiences of the human paradigm. So this preamble about money, yoshkona naniyeshkena, really gets down to one of the basic naniyeke sacred spiritual seeds. Yoshkona naniyeke is seeding creation. We have not talked about that. Seeding creation. Ononieshke nananioko. So often in the human paradigm, money seems to be the thing that people believe is the way that they get to seed their creation, to seed their ability to bring something forth into this world. Ononieshke nananieke na. So what we are teaching about breathing into the void and expecting that anticipation, or expecting that what you breathe in is what is coming out, so that we are always in this infinite circulation. Well, we are talking about the smallest sacred seeds, which is joy and love and the emotional states of your state of God, the aspects of God that you are, the aspects of self, and all of these different pieces of self. The mother, the daughter, the child, you know, in Onieshke, you can be all three of those things, yes? You know, so there's different aspects of your God self, Yeshkona, and we unify all those aspects before going into the void, because we want to be as unified as we're going into the void, Adana Niyoko, and in our sacred oneness with Creator, Yakona, we know that the void is within you. You know, just a little review. The void is within you. You close your eyes. There's no containment. Yes, you don't see a ceiling or a floor or walls or anything. You just see this empty dark space. Yes? So what that is above, so is below. That is in humanity, is in the universe, Yakona. So the sexiness of creation, ananonioko yeke na, is something to really consider about spiritually. Yeshkona na yeke. What do you think the Big Bang is? You know, yeke na na yeshki okona. So when we talk about self-pleasuring, we are talking about it in every aspect. And yes, if you would like to touch self, yokona nieke na, there is no shame in that. There is, you know, healthy ways and spiritual ways, and touching each other and coming into the oneness of a unified God self between two people is quite, incredible. It happens in groups of people. Yoshkona, you've been perhaps in group situations where there is a coming together, the energy comes together. That is a melding of the sexual creation energy. Ononieshke na, ananiyoko naniyeke. It does not have to be, you know, nastiness. Ononieke, it's kind of an interesting word, but one that I'm sure you will relate to. So the art of self-pleasuring, the art of bringing yourself into this anticipatory state of bliss, you know, the build-up and then the
that sort of moment. You're teetering on which way to go, and then ono ni yeshke, and then that builds from there, yeshke na na niyoko, and then from there you get this release. Think about it in terms of nani yeshke na, so many aspects in your life. So many things in your life. Not just the getting naked and getting, you know, getting some. Anona yeshke na. So, this thing we call money, anona yeshke, this frequency we call money, yeshke na. Often is the source of frustration or the source of blockage, source of doubt, the source of fear, which is inhibiting your ability to self-pleasure. So why would it be any different from seeding anything into the void? So in some ways now, I guess our conversation can actually be shifting into, is it okay to seed the void with material wants, needs, desires? And we say, yes, why wouldn't it be? The same principles apply, being in the state of God, Ananiyoko, or looking at the aspects of God and what each state is, Anononiyekena, going into the void with a unified self, unified with God, unified with the infinite. O nieke na nyoko, which reminds me, nieko nieke, we were in that communion with Mercedes yesterday, and nonieshkena, and she was saying, isn't it wonderful that in this understanding of the infinite aspect within me, that it's almost like being in this vast ocean, and not, you take a cup out, you know, yeshkona, yeke, and I guess in some ways that cup would be the analogy of our bodies, and within that cup there is a piece of the ocean, right? There's some of the ocean. But when you pour the water back into the ocean, it just melds in, and you can't distinguish where the water, there's no line that said this is the water that was in Mercedes' cup. It just completely gets sort of incorporated or emerged, or, you know, one of those kinds of words, you know, just sort of, you can't see the beginning or the end. You can't see where Mercedes was, the beginning of Mercedes or the end of Mercedes. So we are giving you this analogy because it's like when you go into the void, when you go into the creative consciousness, it's the creative consciousness within you that is melding. So there is no beginning or end, even in this coming together. So it's a very sexy thing, yes? It's a very sexy thing. Very sexy. Where there's no beginning and no end, the coupling is so complete. Can you bring that, just bring that up in your mind's eye for a moment? Matter of fact, close your eyes. See, there is no ceiling. There is no ceiling, there's no floor, there's no walls, there's no containment. So this infinite space that's within you, when you maybe think about it in terms of as you're preparing and you go through the state of God and you're looking at the aspects and you're doing your work and you're breathing and you're bringing yourself into a collaborative space where all aspects of yourself are collaborating and have come into the unified state of the union. I think that's how we called it. The unified state of the union, which is the unified self, as much as you can unify yourself. And then
breathing in through the filter of love, and you've got this filter of love, and it's growing, and it's growing, and it's growing, and you're radiating, and radiating, and radiating more, and more, and more, and more, and more love. And for the day, you may just stop there. But should you take some time, and it is a dedicated time, to seed into the void itself, when you close your eyes, understand that you are in the void and there is a collapsing of your infinite into the infinite all. Does that make sense? Isn't that beautiful? So, Yeshkona na yeke, so it's sexy. It is the definition of sex. It just does not involve a penis and a vagina. Yes, there is a coming together. And when you come into this space, there is creation. It is a creative space. That is why it's so important that you come into the space through the filter of love. When you are looking for divine right actions and earnestly bringing your heart set into this space, you're not amplifying the negative. You've come into this space to seek guidance and assistance, but you've come into the space through the filter of love, which is different than just being angry and coming into the space. We hope you understand this. Let us say it again. If your aspect of God or the state of your union is not complete or as unified as you possibly can get in the system of duality that you live in, but you come into the space through the filter of love, it is different than coming into the space and filter of love and seeking assistance with that which may be making you angry. Is different than coming into the space, into the void, into the creative consciousness, just plain angry. The answers and the things that you will get out of the void will be different. And if you come in with angry, you're going to receive anger. Does that make sense? If you come in through the filter of love with the heart set of understanding your anger or understanding the situation that may have initiated the anger, or placing your heart in a space where you want to transform the anger into love or into a step away from anger. Sometimes we can't make the full leap. But when you come into this practice, and this is why we say practice, every day or setting a time or being in the space in a certain way. This is why we say when you come into the space and you've practiced, then you know how to bring up the filter of love within you, and then you step into the void. And that is a totally different space, because the void, the creative consciousness, can feel your heart. And so then when we say there is a circumstance or a teacher or something that will come, because Anoni Yeshkena, do you believe that you're the only one in history across all eons that have experienced anger? No. There is something in the creative consciousness that is there to assist you. So this idea of, we're speaking of money in this case, but really it's the idea of the sexiness of spirituality. Yes, yokona niyeke, the sensuality of spirituality. Yokona niyeke nananiyoko. The sensuality of spirituality, yeshkena nananiyoko, is not about banging your husband or your girlfriend. Naniyeke nananiyoko. That is why the sexual experience is so important. Anononiyeshke nananiyoko. Now think about it. Think about it from this point of view. Say you had a partner who truly understood about bringing up the filter of love. Can you just see where we're going with this? Say you had a partner who understand the idea that you're both two infinite voids coming together to create. I just want you to breathe that in for a moment. Now understand that you're two infinite creators in business, in life, in partnership to create anything. And you take a moment to bring up that filter of love. Mercedes is feeling this. It's like she's putting it into the void for herself. But just imagine that. Stay there if you can bring that into your imagining. Now, we don't know. The feeling that Mercedes is feeling right now is very sexy. It's very sensual. No, no, okay. Matter of fact, her hands have heated up because she's a healer, and her hands, palms of her hands, have actually activated. I don't know. Scan your body. Are you feeling any sensations as we're talking about this? So it was interesting that the preamble talked about money, but what she was really talking about is the interactions between all of these different people and the amount of risk that you're willing to take. So that one situation where she said she relaxed some of her business axioms that she would, you know, probably in the past never have, you know, accepted a contract that looked the way this contract looks, Onono Yeshke, but she knows that spiritually there's a coming together. Does that make sense? Yes. So when you put it in the spiritual context, in the physical context, there may be some risk to mitigate. In the spiritual, sexy context, there is the space of creation. And the mindset is, let's create something together. Let's explore this enough. I have enough Anonioko confidence or understanding of the spiritual infinite that I'm going to stand in this place and not worry about the third dimensional risk, because spiritually there could be so many things that are created. So the risk gets mitigated. The third dimensional mindset gets mitigated. And this energy becomes sexual, spiritual. There is a spiritual sensuality to this, because now there is a coming together where it's heart to heart, wanting to do good for each other, for the client, for Anoni Eshke, the world, Iena Nanioko Okona. So there, the risk becomes none, because you're standing in the infinite. You've melded your infinite into the infinite void and saying, I'm here. What is there to discover? What is there to receive? Please ask that receiving question. What is there to receive? I'm here to receive the gift of life, the gift of the situation. What is there to receive? So, the other part of the preamble was the idea that these channels have not been set up in maybe a traditional marketing way. So what has occurred is Mercedes has completely relaxed the attachment of knowing the numbers. How many people are listening to it? What is the effect? How much money is being generated? What was the target money to be generated? You know, in a business plan, there would be a target. All of that has been released because she has simply put herself into this infinite space, finally. finally understanding the infinite space. She asked, where is the audience? We said the audience is there. And she accepted it. She didn't try to cultivate the audience. After this experience, she will have no way of contacting people. If you are listening and you have not said to her, I'm listening, she has no way of knowing that you're listening. And she has released that. Because the infinite that she is placing this information into the collective consciousness of the infinite that is the all. And from there, whatever is divine by spirit will come, including money, if that is what she so desires. She can seed that into the infinite. She can seed that into the void. She can seed it. She can plant that. You know, after 36 days, this series will generate income. She can plant that. She can also plant this series will sit in her closet. Whoever's been on the listening during this time was the people who were supposed to listen. Or Nana Yoko, she has learned. We are learning together. The channel is being subtly Nana Yoko manipulated and subtly honed, and we have come into a better understanding of some of the things that has been giving her some discomfort in the channel, and maybe discomfort to the people listening to the channel. So we've been able to work some things out, spending this concentrated period of time together. So, Yekena, we could go on, and there is probably more, but the thing to understand that the sacred sensuality of the sacred seed is very, very, very sexy, and is very orgasmic, and it is creation. It is creation. So, every now and again, she just sort of, you know, gets irked and makes funny faces because we say things like masturbation is self-pleasuring. It was the thing that we could use that would allow humanity to understand. Yes? The manipulation of the energy. In another instance where she just cringed, you know, that word. But the word only has the vibratory frequency that it is assigned by the person who's listening to it. Anoniyeshke, but that was the word in translation that came, the manipulation of the energy, Anoniyeke. Now we've softened it up some. You can see the energy in, you know, some flowery language. But the fact of the matter is that you are manipulating a shift. You want a desired thing to happen, and you are moving and activating energy to get it done. It is that simple. So sometimes we choose these words with due deliberation. So if you were to have homework, should you like to accept something to play with? Because now we're getting into the, we have instructed. So now we are getting into the, how does this work for me phase? How do I make this work for me? How can I have fun? Yesterday, Mercedes was sitting in the frequency and sitting in the quietude because she had some Anoniyoko. She wanted to play with the frequency of money. She had no outcome. She didn't say, I want $1,000 or I want $1,000,000. She didn't say any of that. She just wanted to play with the idea of seeding the void with the frequency of money. Just like you would say love, complete, receive, accept. She was saying money, complete, receive, and achieve or accept. And then she got the lesson about her friend. Then she got the lesson through her teacher. Then she got the lesson of understanding why she took some risk, you know, in Nonoyeshke. So around that situation, it's not like we're going to write her a check. She didn't ask for anything specific. She was just seeding the frequency of money into the void. Positive, love-filled money. Graceful money. Ananioka, we must understand these things. Okay, the principles of the technique, if you want to call it that, are still the same. Yes, okay? But now, Anono Nieshke, it is important. This did not become a money conversation. Anonieke, it became a situation of understanding. If you have the lesson for today, it is understanding that when you go into the infinite all that is yourself, and if you want to express this or you want to consciously do it, then close your eyes. We've talked about this. But when that is just a portion of the all, and think about it as the ocean. So when you take your portion of the all or conscious creator, your conscious creator, your living, walking, breathing in the life that is the third dimensional duality, and you put it into the conscious creator, you unify it. You become one. You are one. You realize your oneness. Does that make sense? You realize your oneness. So as you realize your oneness, you understand that there is this ocean of the all. No containers, no ceilings, no floors, no walls, nothing that is contained. Your body is the containment. Your body is when you scoop the water out of the ocean. Your body is the cup. Your body is containing your portion of the infinite all. When you consciously go into the void, go into the all, go into conscious creation, you're not releasing the body, but you are recognizing, coming into the knowing, coming into the understanding that you are part of this ocean of the infinite all. Therefore, you can just sort of plug into it, is the word that we use, you know, nonieshke, but maybe you can physically, that's not the right word, but mentally envision now, imagine that you're just becoming part of the ocean. With no beginning and no end. No beginning and no end. You are just part of this fluid. That's why we love the ocean, because you're just now part of this fluid. The waves are rolling in and the waves are rolling out. You cannot individualize, in looking at it, you cannot individualize a single drop. However, the ocean is made up of many individualized and unique droplets. Anonieke, now, we said we had given Mercedes during a thing, every grain of sand makes a beach, every drop of water makes the ocean. Every individualized, expressed human uniqueness, magnificent, creates the void. Is the void, is God, is the infinite intelligence. Anonieke, the all, source, creator, energy, divine, whatever word you want to use. Ieke na nanioko. Do we think that is enough for now? Yashkona Nieke, that was an interesting thing that came out, Ieke, or came forward, Ono Nieshke, off of the preamble, Ieshkena. We are loving this partnership, Ieshkena Nanioko, because Mercedes has the curiosity of a child when she is thinking about things, curious about things spiritual. She will just ask the question, or play, or go into the quietude and explore some. Yenoneyeke, we enjoy her for that aspect. Yashkona na yeke na yokona. And she knows that Ieke na 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 yoko, we love her. Ieke na 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 yoko. And we love you. So we love you, we love you, we love you. And we wish you adieu. And just, get sexy with your spirituality and enjoy. Yenoneyeke na, we love you.